Welcome to Todd Talks, the podcast where I help you design the life you desire. Welcome to 2021. The new year is over, and you're right on to starting your new year's resolutions, aren't ya? There's a lot of speculation right now and worry in the world. A lot of craziness is going on, and life is different for everyone. I should say that everyone is in a different situation. For 40 of the last 46 years, I've been a nail biter. I mean, these things were nasty. I'd chew them down to the quick, and they'd be bloody, nasty, they'd hurt, they'd be infected and inflamed. They were awful. They hurt. I tried everything to stop. I used the cuticle stuff that tastes disgusting. I used hot pepper sauce. I used Band-Aids. You name it, I tried it. Am I painting a good picture here? They were pretty bad. And there was nothing I could do, nothing I believed I could do to stop. I wasn't anxious as far as I knew. I just couldn't stop. I believed that I would never have nails, that I was doomed to disgusting fingers forever. Enter the shift. Have you ever heard of a paradigm shift? A paradigm shift is a change in underlying assumptions or a fundamental change in approach. According to the dictionary, a paradigm shift is an important change that happens when the usual way of thinking or your usual way of thinking about or doing something is replaced by a new and different way. I couldn't fathom a way that I could stop biting my nails. My paradigm was that I was incapable of stopping. That was the truth as I knew it. You've all had similar experiences. You believed something deep inside and it kept you from making the changes you actually want to make. I have a similar belief about sugar, carbs, and weight, which I am now beginning to work on to shift my paradigm. I want you to think for a moment about the things that you want to change and ask yourself, do you truly believe you can change the thing you want to change? I'm here to tell you bluntly that yes, you can. You can. I did. After 40 years of biting my nails, I stopped. Now you're asking, what made me stop? Internal changes are what made me stop. I began working on personal development. I began to read and study about mindset and goals. I've studied the law of attraction and how things we say to ourselves change the way we act, change the outcome, if you will. Our own reasoning changes. I learned many things that I now share with you in this podcast. In essence, my paradigm shifted. As I changed the way I thought about myself, one day, over a year ago, I just stopped biting my nails to the quick and they grew. You too can have a paradigm shift. I read a great quote today that I've seen many times before. It says, "You cannot change into the person you want because you are holding on too tightly to who you've been." Think about it. It makes perfect sense. We're all dragging around the baggage of our past, the baggage of who we believe ourselves to be. And it's like an anchor, doesn't allow us to move. You know, a ship, when it's on the ocean, it puts out an anchor when it wants to stay in place in a bay, and it has to take up the anchor before it's going to be able to sail off into the ocean, off to its destination. The same is true of your life. If you're anchored down by your beliefs and feelings about yourself, about the past, about changes, that all the ways that you've failed, then you will not be able to move forward. But if you raise the anchor, drop the anchor, cut the anchor, then you'll be able to have a paradigm shift and begin to improve. In an article through soulcandyinstitute.com is written, I quote, "A paradigm shift is when your sense of reality changes, how the world works, what's possible, what's important or valuable or safe or acceptable, etc. If I start believing that it is not safe for a woman to backpack alone in Europe, and I end up believing that it is completely safe, my paradigm has shifted." As we progress through life, we have paradigm shifts naturally. When we finish school and start our careers, get married, enter a new social group, advance in our goals. But we can also create paradigm shifts by choice when we decide that we want to improve our quality of life. End quote. This is the key. You can change your perception. You can change your paradigm. You can change the facts you believe about yourself and then make real lasting change. Do you get that? No, really, do you get that? You can change. You don't have to be doomed to failure in your goals or, since it's the new year, in your resolutions. You can make permanent changes. And here are a couple steps you can take to make things permanent. First, you have to identify what you want or need to change. For example, I wanted to change my nail biting habit. What change do you desperately want to make? My current want and paradigm I'm working on is changing in regards to my weight. You have to desire. You really desire a change. You really have to want to change. Until you are ready to change, you won't really follow through, or you'll go through the motions, and then you'll quit. That's why people yo-yo diet and end up weighing more than they did before, myself included, because they don't really want permanent change. When you finally get sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when you begin to change. That is the type of desire that you have to have. You have to really want the resolution or the change that you're making. Second, you have to believe it's possible. You have to screw up the courage to believe in yourself in spite of all evidence in the past. You have to believe you can change. Belief is subjective. You can change what you believe. You can change your view about yourself. That's key. Why do you persist in believing you are less than you can be? Why do you persist in believing you aren't good enough? Smart enough, special enough, desirable enough. You are an amazing person and capable of achieving all your goals and dreams, but you have to learn to believe it. All of us tend to have negative self-perceptions. We may not even realize we have, but you have to change your belief about yourself. And there are a lot of ways we can do it. Thursday, I'm going to talk about one of the ways that we can do that. Change the belief about ourselves. Third, you have to take action and use the steps you take to create evidence in your mind that all things are possible. You also can look at the evidence in your life that you are capable of more than you know. You've had experiences where you made the right moves, the right decisions, and let them go because of doubting yourself. Or opportunities came up in your life, opportunities for growth, opportunities to invest, and you let them go out of fear. You let them go because it required risk. You let them go because you're comfortable. You see, we're comfortable doing nothing. Even though we're not happy with where we're at, we're comfortable there. And that is why we don't change. Or why when we begin to change, we come back to old habits, like sitting on the couch and watching TV when you're trying to lose weight. Why? Because we're comfortable there. Your body and your brain will always try to go back to the comfortable. You only change when you get out of your comfort zone. You have to start believing in yourself. And as you exercise and act on the decisions and the desires that you have to change, then you'll be able to improve. In taking action, you prove to yourself that you can do hard things, and each step forward you take strengthens your resolve to change. Desire, belief, and action coupled together make it impossible for you not to accomplish the things you set out to do. This is the magic of change. It's possible, and it's not a difficult process when you finally make the first step to truly desire to change. You know, they usually say drug addicts and alcoholics have to hit rock bottom before they're ready to change. You don't have to wait for your life to spiral out of control to have the necessary desire. I'm here for you and will help you learn the things you need to make permanent changes in your life as I am making in mine. This is Todd Talks, and I believe in you, and I believe you can become the person you want to be. You can design your best life. Todd Talks are available everywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. Like, share, subscribe. Have a blessed day. And Todd Talks are sponsored by my book, Fire and Ice, available on Amazon.com. Fire and Ice by Todd Andrewson. Have a blessed day.